Iran's foreign ministry spokesman says the U.S. is moving toward further isolation by its controversial decision on the status of Jerusalem al-Quds.
The world today is not the same as before. The U.S. too is not the one it used to be. The Trump administration cannot rally international consensus behind itself by ordering and imposing its will on others. Washington has no supporter regarding its plans for the holy city of Al-Quds.
Qasemi was speaking to reporters during his weekly presser. He described the new U.S. policy on Jerusalem al-Quds as one of the major developments of the day that Iran closely monitors. Iranian diplomat said last week's UN vote proved that Washington is standing alone in recognizing the Palestinian city as the capital of Israel. Commenting on the French president's visit to Iran, the spokesman said no date has been set for now. Qasemi added that French officials have some wrong views about Iran based on wrong information. He said Tehran will inform Paris about the real regional developments and hopes to clear misunderstandings.
The world today is not this.
Well, let's cross over to London, joined by journalist and political analyst Mr. Yusuf Al-Halu. Thanks so much for being with us. Let's look at that, what the Iranian foreign ministry spokesman is saying is basically the U.S. is more and more in isolation. And if we look at last week's vote and we look at the countries that, well, very small island nations and others that were in alliance after threats by the United States, isn't it true that really we've never seen the U.S. more in isolation than we're seeing today?
Well, of course, indeed. The U.S. has put itself in a very embarrassing situation. Trump's decision has made the U.S. more isolated than any, this is the first time that we see a U.S. president defying the international law, especially the United Nations, inciting against the United Nations, threatening nations to cut financial aid. And we've seen 14 votes to one in the Security Council, and then 2 days later, we've seen at the United Nations General Assembly, 128 countries voted in favor of a resolution that defies Trump's decision to change the status of Jerusalem al-Quds. So, indeed, the U.S. has become more isolated, and it seems that the defiance or to insist not to change that decision would actually cause more consequences on the ground. And we've seen the reactions by the Palestinians on the ground, the demonstrations worldwide. And it seems now, you know, it's obvious that the U.S. is going in a different direction against the will of the international community.
And Yusuf, do you think that now that this situation has happened, and as you said, they've never been more in isolation, that it's more likely to happen in the future? It seems that Donald Trump has his ways set and different perspective that he's taking that obviously is not very popular globally. Prior to this time, many were intimidated by the United States and trying to either not say anything or vote in line with the U.S. Do you think that that whole type of scenario like that has been broken?
Well, as I said, this is the first time that we've seen a reckless decision with no regard to the will and aspirations of people under occupation to be a free nation after more than six decades of occupation. Obviously, Trump wanted to fulfill his presidential election campaign and to appease voters who supported him financially or by giving him his vote. So obviously, he's taking the list. He failed to fulfill many promises that he made to his own people. For example, one of them, the most controversial one, to erect a wall between the United States and Mexico. But where it comes to the Palestinian rights, obviously he exploited the weakness in the Arab world, the turmoil over there, in order to appease the Zionist lobby. Obviously, each U.S. president was signing a waiver to postpone the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. But he fulfilled that move in order, as I said, based on biblical beliefs, and that biblical belief supported by his deputy, Pence. Obviously, Netanyahu was very excited, and we've seen seen, unfortunately, a country has said it's willing to relocate its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. But obviously, that's a kind of intimidation, bullying by Trump and the U.S. Representative at the United Nations, Nikki Haley, did not bear fruit. We've seen the vast majority of countries decided to vote against the Trump decision, and this will not last. I mean, the U.S. Hegemony or imperialism is no longer accepted when it comes to defiance of international law.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Out of London, journalist and political commentator, Mr. Yusuf Al-Halou.